It's Wednesday, August the 6th, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 8 a.m. Deputy Prime Minister Natangwe Ithethe says governments will soon begin nationwide consultations on the revised mineral bill to modernize the sector and include affected communities in the process. Speaking at the Mining Expo, he warned that non-compliant mineral rights holders have been notified as hoarding of licenses will no longer be tolerated. The consultation will focus on mining regions to ensure local voices shape the policy. After 3 years of advocacy, the directive from the current Urban and Rural Development Minister James Sankwasa to scrap Red Force contracts has been welcomed as a significant achievement, according to Sean Gadisep from the Ratepayers and Residents Committee. He calls for empowering internal debt collecting teams and reminds residents to continue meeting their municipal payment obligations.
The only problem is we didn't want that burden. We felt an external debt collector was of burden, and they were worsening the burden on the rate residents. But we welcome the decision, especially in respect of all local authorities, because this has been a problem. And also this, the appointment of this debt collector, Red Force, has been a questionable one in many towns. So it's good that we've come to an end, and we hope we can get a better direction further with most local authorities.
Anti-Corruption Commission's Chief Investigator Oberti Inambau told the Windhoek Magistrates Court that ex-NAMCOR boss Emmanuel Mulunga deliberately withheld information about a 53 million Enercon deal from the board as per the latest reporting by News on One's and Valde Mateus. The deal forms part of a wider 480 million corruption probe implicating multiple organizations.
Inambau testified that Enercon resold assets to NAMCOR that were already sold to the Defence Ministry but continued supplying fuel with those same assets while NAMCOR received no benefit. Inambau further told the court that although Enercon paid NAMCOR 35 million Namibian dollar in July 2022, settling its account temporarily, by November the company had again already accumulated nearly 35.7 million Namibian dollar in an unpaid fuel debt.
In South Africa, the DA says the ad hoc committee investigating political interference and corruption in the police must prove that Parliament's oversight powers are effective. Action SA has pledged to protect the integrity of the inquiry and raised concerns over ANC MP Soviet Lekhanyane chairing the committee, arguing the role should not go to a party implicated in the allegations. Action SA's Deraline James says they will ensure the investigation is conducted independently and transparently.
As Action SA, we have said from the onset that South Africans are tired of committees, South Africans are tired of commissions, but how do we garner public trust? And we have an ANC chairperson as the chairperson of this committee from the very party where most of these people are embroiled in.
A U.S. Coast Guard report has ruled the implosion of the Titan submersible that killed five people was entirely preventable. The tragedy 2 years ago resulted from the company's toxic workplace environment, according to findings as SPAR correspondent Nick Harper in Washington.
Investigators spent 2 years compiling a 327-page report that aims to prevent future tragedies. Their findings showed that intimidation tactics and critically flawed safety practices at Oceangate contributed to what happened. The CEO of the company, Stockton Rush, was one of the five people who died when the submersible imploded on its way to the Titanic wreck 2 years ago. Investigators noted that senior staff were fired to dissuade employees from expressing safety concerns, and the company did what it could to evade safety practices. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.